computer closer to you, the chair. Okay, so this is episode 31, Alzheimer's, What They Forget to Tell You. And we're here. We are seeing all of Karen's thighs. I warned her, but I think this is the type of podcast that she's looking to do today. So I'm just going with the flow.
I can't see the bottom of the screen. That's why.
They can.
Clearly, evidently. No, like, okay, can you see now? How about now?
Would you like a blanket?
How about now?
It's not supposed to be that type of podcast, but in any case. Yes, hi, we're here, live and direct. Good evening to you all. Thank you for joining us once again. Alzheimer's, What They Forget to Tell You. Episode 31.
What?
Why do you have to say that?
Oh, see, that's when it was sideways. So I have to be careful when it's sideways that I'm not putting on a show. Well, that kind of show.
Or you just wear some pants.
Whatever. No, there's no pants in the summer. Okay. All right.
Hi. How are you?
I'm not that great. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been a very emotional week. I just got back from Vegas on Sunday, and I'm preparing for my trip to Paris on Saturday to do my speech.
So I feel like that's a happy thing, but it doesn't look like you're happy, so I don't want to like express my happiness if that's not what you're feeling, so I'll wait. Hi, Bill.
I got some really bad news.
Hi, Susan.
And Bill's mom passed away.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
He wanted to come on today. He thought he would be strong enough to come on, but today he's just gonna watch today.
Oh. Well, I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a lot. I'm speechless. I'm so sorry to hear that.
She had Alzheimer's for 5 years, and her heart just stopped from the stress of it. Yeah.
Well, there's no words that can make a moment like this easier or better or okay. So I'm not going to try to cover that up. Wow. That's a lot, and it's hard, and I'm sorry. And Bill, if you need anything, please don't hesitate to let us know. We are here for you within this community. You know, you've been an active part, a supporter of ours for a really long time. So if there's anything that we can do, please do not hesitate to reach out, call us, leave us a message. Man, we understand what the loss feels like. We've lost a parent as well, so I know that there's no words right now as to what you're feeling. Just know that we're thinking about you, we're praying for you, and we're so, so very sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, like, because, you know, people don't understand Alzheimer's because they just think, like, you know, it's the disease and it's neurological, so thank you. But it's underreported, so what happens, it'll say pneumonia, it will say other things, which means that Alzheimer's or dementia is really underreported. So right now, you know, in the U.S., it's the sixth leading cause of death, but but really it's probably the third leading cause of death under cancer and heart disease. And it's just because of this exact same thing. And probably we, even with my mom, like when she does pass, it probably won't say Alzheimer's, but it should. It really should. So I'm really sorry, Bill. I know I've already expressed that, but it really, you know, it's very close to home for me, as you know. So, and again, I'm just an inbox away.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh, you're welcome, Belle.
I don't know, kind of where do we go from here?
I don't know.
So, I don't know if you are wanting to continue, if you want to maybe cut it short today, because it's a lot. It's really up to you if there's anything you guys want to talk about, or, you know, it's just, it's heavy. Parental loss is huge, and especially when you're dealing with the cause of it being Alzheimer's, and like she said, it's close to home, and this is what we do, so it's never going to be easy.
Well,
you know.
Maybe you, because your loss is a little bit less, like, you know, mine is a long time ago, 17 years, maybe you can give him some things that helped you. I know you're still, I know it comes in waves for you, so maybe you can explain that and how you, what you do to try to like process through your grief.
Sure, I can do that. Our leading lady has been saying, tell us more on how it affects physically, and she thought, or she was under the impression that it was all mental.
No, it's, so what happens is the brain is atrophied, and so different parts of the brain, there's amyloid plaque in the brain, which develops, and then it causes like a Brillo pad in your brain. So depending on where the plaque is, each part of the brain is dying. So, and neurons are dying, so they're not connecting, which is why, you know, certain things, my mom eventually, like for her first, because it was in the frontal lobe, it affected her speech and her comprehension. So that was the first to go. And then slowly as, you know, the brain is shrinking and atrophied, it will affect different areas of the brain. So like her walk, she forgot how to walk. She forgot how to talk. And then, you know, like she forgot how to chew. So she's on puree. And then eventually, if it progresses in the scheme, the stages, she'll forget how to swallow, which is the last stage. And, well, you have to think your brain is like the hardware of your whole body. It tells you what to do. And if that's shutting down, it's not just mental. Now it will present physically. So I always say it's like reverse aging, because she's, and her body is very rigid. So she's going to probably go back into the fetal position. And then we have a do not resuscitate, because typically what happens when a person doesn't swallow up, it's up to the family member, but my brother and I decided we're not doing that with a feeding tube, because that's just, you know, sustaining. So she'll eventually just, I guess, starve to death. That's the reality. Or with my mom, she has seizures, so she may have a seizure and then that's it. She may have a heart attack, because, you know, her heart might give out. She may get pneumonia, because we're not treating pneumonia. So if she gets pneumonia, she just gets pneumonia. We're not giving antibiotics or anything. So you could die a number of ways when you have Alzheimer's. Or, like, if you have really bad bed sores, which thankfully my mom doesn't, you could probably die from sepsis. Like, so, yeah.
Which is infection. Oh.
Yeah. Which is horrible and painful.
That's how our grandmother passed, right?
Yeah.
Oy, this is a deep one today. Okay. So I hope that answers your question, leading lady. If there's any other questions or whatever, please drop it right here. We'd be happy to share some information.
I guess that's why, like, when you hear, and of course it's going to be sad. I didn't know Bill's mom, but it's still like, it's very close to home. I know exactly how he's feeling because I've lived like this for over 2 years of expecting and preparing, even though you can't prepare, but you, as much as I can, I try to prepare. And it's tough. It's
that
tough.
Anxiety of every time a phone rings, every time, you know, something happens or a noise or anything, it just gets you, yeah. Which kind of, I was telling you with my own dad, my dad passed in 2015, did not have Alzheimer's. He had many, many, many years of heart issues stemming from when he was younger. And I remember when, you know, the year before he passed, he had spent a pretty long time in the hospital, and I had spent a week with him when he first went in. And I remember, you know, certain triggers happening for me viscerally without even knowing. There's certain things that happen within the hospital setting, like bells that are happening on the monitors, screens for people, patients that are being monitored by the nurses and the doctors, and the noises that those bells make. I remember, you know, how traumatizing the PA system being, you know, when they would call a code blue, or they would call a code white, or they would call a code orange, or whatever code they're calling. You know, every time you hear that bell, you're paralyzed. It's just these things that happen to you. So I can just imagine for you, like your phone ringing or a text message, or, you know, you're just anticipating this moment that has not come yet for you, but, you know, for Bill it has. And it, you can never prepare. And a lot of people have asked me that, you know, who are dealing with sick parents or a sick loved one, and they say, you know, you recently gone through this with your dad, is there any advice that you can give? And I'm like, no. I mean, I wish I could, and I'm not an expert by any means. I'm speaking from my experience. It is so unique, and people grieve so differently, that you literally cannot prepare yourself for this. You think you might be preparing. You think you might be putting yourself in a position where, okay, you know, I'm strong, and anything that is going to happen and anything that's going to be thrown at me, I'm going to be able to deal with this. And, you know, when the moment actually happens, there's no telling what you're going to do. You don't know yourself how you're going to deal with it. Some people shut down. Some people are strong. Some people don't know how to grieve, and or some people wait to grieve. Some people grieve right away. It's just so unique that there's no words that people can really say, at like a textbook type of definition, to say, okay, do X, Y, and Z, and this is what's going to get you through. That's not how it works. And it will be 3 years for me this coming September. And I'll tell you guys, like, yes, through time, it does get somewhat easier, but I think 4 days ago, I was on my knees, bawling, ugly cry. It hits in waves, and it hits in times where you least expect it. A song will trigger you, a memory, a smell. You know, you share a moment in a grocery store, you share a moment that your kids will remind you of, you know, you're looking through photographs, like anything. And it can be out of the blue, like you're having a great day, nothing is really, you know, it's not like you wake up sad or you wake up emotional, it just hits you. And when it does, it's paralyzing, but you ride the wave, and you learn throughout time how to ride the wave better than when it first initially happens. So that's really all I can say in terms of my own experience on dealing with grief and the loss of a parent. It does get easier, but it doesn't. And it really just depends on your mental capacity and what you're doing to get yourself through. Some people deal with it head on, and I would suggest that. Get help. Go talk to somebody. Go talk to your doctor. I don't suggest getting antibiotics or pills or prescription, anything. That's just me. I feel like that just kind of puts a band-aid on the situation, and I'm somebody that likes to deal with things head on and walk through it. Some people can't cope, and some people need it, and I'm not here to judge. So if that's what you need to do, do what you got to do to get by. you know, we still have to live. We still have families. We have, you know, work. We have kids. We have spouses. We have bills to pay. Things have to happen. So whatever you need to do to function and to continue, you do what you have to do. But get help. Seek help. Speak to somebody. You know, go to your doctor. Go to somebody that you trust. And do not keep it in, because that's when depression and things happen. And, you know, you can spiral downwards really quickly, and it's hard to get out. So I don't know if that helps, but that's just definitely what, you know, I've learned throughout these past 3 years. And it's tough. It's tough. It's not easy. So, yeah, I want to kind of move on, because I'm going to get a little bit teary-eyed here. But, yeah, I don't know if there's anything else you want to cover. You did say that you were traveling on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to talk maybe a little bit on that? You're the keynote speaker for Alzheimer's. Tell us a little bit of what you're doing, just so that we understand what's happening.
I was asked to do a keynote speech in Paris and to judge some posters. I'd actually done that before I left at Trillium. But so, yeah, I'm going to Paris. And it should be exciting, but right now I'm just... It's no... Bill, you do not have to apologize.
No. It's not you at all. Please don't. We're here. We're here to support, especially in this time. No apologies needed at all. If you need anything, we're here. Inbox, call, text. We're here. So...
The sadness, I guess, about this disease, if you want to, it's like, you know, even at the happiest moments, you know, pain just keeps creeping through. Like, it's just like, you know, this should be really, I guess, a happy moment, even though it's bittersweet because of the topic. But it is, it's a big honor to be chosen to speak and to actually judge posters. So clearly, you know, hopefully this will be the start of something to get some awareness out for the caregiver, because we talk about the disease. I don't think people, and, you know, right tonight, you know, people are really not aware of this devastating disease and how it affects, and there's so many intricate details of it. So it's about time we get the word out and talk about it.
Yeah.
It's not going away.
And more people are dealing with it silently, right? So
yeah, because it's so stigmatized, and it's very, very, very draining on the caregiver, as hard as the disease is on the person that is inflicted. It's so draining on the family members of the disease. And you know Bill obviously has been going through so much stress in the last little while. And it's funny, my Air Canada ticket just came up. Okay. So,
you know, if it was me, you would have cussed me. You get off the phone, right? You see on the phone? Oh,
it's not my phone. That's the email.
Whatever. It still would have been an issue.
I just thought it was ironic. Anyhow, it's about time. What did you just say?
I didn't say anything.
Did you say Alanis Morissette? I don't even know what I was saying.
It's okay.
So we have to get the word out, basically. Yeah.
Okay. So let's cut this short today, because it's a bit heavy and it's deep and it's, you know, Bill, thank you for supporting us and for being part of our journey and for letting us into your life. So we're grateful for that.
And Bill is going to come on, he said. He just couldn't today.
Of course not.
But he was going to. But, yeah.
Soon.
In the future.
Yeah, soon. We would love to hear from you, your perspective, your journey. And, you know, there's so much to learn from you and everybody else going through their own stuff that, you know, we look forward to that moment. Anybody else, please feel free if you guys are up to sharing with the rest of us in terms of what you're going through, or you want to call in and share a story or share some concerns. We're open to that. Just let us know. Outside of that, safe travels. Make sure you bring me back a magnet or a shot glass. No, a magnet. No, a keychain. You know, something. Paris. Have like croissants and danishes in the morning with cafe.
That sounds like you're Spanish. What are you doing? Two accents?
You're just a hater. See, this is where it is. This is the part of the show where she starts her haterations. Go ahead.
No, but like, what was that accent?
The français, the French is my French accent. Paris. Oh, Abigail would like to also share her story someday.
Perfect.
Would love that. We are all for that. Okay, so Karen will, you know, connect with you, or you guys can connect at some point, and we'll get you on the show, and we will definitely hear what you have to share. That would be awesome.
Bring you back a man?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Okay. Wow.
In my suitcase? Okay.
You guys stay blessed. Bill, we're thinking about you. We are sending prayers. We are sending our condolences. If there is anything that we can do again, please let us know. Send us out the funeral arrangements once you find out, maybe on your page, or what you guys are doing in terms of arrangements. And we will connect with you guys next week. Be blessed. What are you coming back? Or we're not doing one next
week?
Yeah,
we should.
You'll be back by then?
Yeah. I'll be jet lagged, but yeah.
We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in. Share. Send prayers and blessings.
Yeah, because we are like so discombobulated today. Like, we couldn't even get it the right way.
It's just one of them days, girl.
Yeah, it's one of those days.
Just gotta roll with the flow.
Yeah.
Meeting lady,
Paris,
thank
Bill.
You. Take care, guys. We will see you guys next week. Take care of each other. Bye.